My friends, in Christ, grace and mercy and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior. I'd like to consider again with you the words of the Old Testament reading from Isaiah in the 58th chapter, especially these words, "Why have we fasted and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure, and you oppress your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel and fight, and to hit with a wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day for a person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed, or to spread the sackcloth and the ashes under him? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and to bring the homeless poor into your house? And when you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh or from your own family? Then you shall break forth like the dawn. Your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard." This is God's word. Please be seated. There is a website I found that invites you to complete this sentence. You know it's going to be a good day when, and then people add whatever thoughts they want. And here are some of the selections that people had submitted. You know it's going to be a good day when you hit every traffic light green on the way to work. You know it's going to be a good day when it's Friday. You know it's going to be a good day when craft items are on sale at Joann's. I thought that was always the case. You know it's going to be a good day when you realize you could have saved 15% on your car insurance. You know it's going to be a good day when your opponent gives up a safety on the very first play of the big game. You know it's going to be a good day when your name doesn't appear in the obituaries. That's an old one. I like this one. You know it's going to be a good day when you wake up with a furry little kitty snuggling up next to your face. Unless, of course, you don't have a little kitty. In which case, it might only be an acceptable day. I'd like to hear the story behind that one. Scripture today says that God wants you to have an acceptable day. And by that, he does not mean, I want you to have not a day that's really, really awful or really, really great, but just an acceptable day. No, what he's saying is, I want you to have a day that is acceptable to me. A day in which God can look back on from his throne on high and say, you know what, Jim, Anne, that was an acceptable day. That was a day well spent. Which for anyone who loves the Lord has got to be the very best possible day that you can have. To know that after the day is over, God can look upon it and he can say of that day, that was acceptable. But what does an acceptable day look like in the eyes of our Lord? In Isaiah's day, the people were pretty sure they knew the answer to that question. A day that was acceptable to the Lord was a day in which you fulfilled your religious obligations and you did, you know, religious things like going to the temple and praying and giving your offerings, and then a big one was fasting. Any day that you fasted for religious purposes, well, that had to be a day that the Lord would accept. Because the Lord in his law prescribes that you fast at least 6 times during the year during some of the festival days. And then beyond that, some of the Jews would also fast on other days as well. For many Jews, the days of Monday and Thursday were good fasting days. But if you would fast on a day other than the 6 days prescribed by the law, my goodness, what could be more acceptable to the Lord than that? To go above and beyond what God demands and to fast when he doesn't even ask you to fast. My goodness, what devotion, what piety, what religiousness. And so the people would fast. And Isaiah says in verse 5, he talks about how they would humble themselves. Same thing that Jesus faced in his day. They would humble themselves. Not only would they fast, they'd make it look like they were fasting. So they would dishevel their hair, maybe put a little dirt on their faces and just kind of slump around all day. And Isaiah says they bow their heads like a bent reed and they spread the sackcloth and the ashes underneath them, all to make this big show of their devotion to God. Oh, how wonderfully spiritual that person is. But of course, their other behaviors prove that they really didn't understand at all what the fast was about. Because while they're showing off all this devotion to the Lord, they're treating each other horribly. God says, "Behold, in the day you fast, you seek your own pleasure, and you oppress your workers, and you fast, but only to go out and quarrel and fight and hit each other with the wicked fast, or with a wicked fist." And that would be like you folks today coming here publicly, by your presence here, publicly declaring your devotion to the Lord in your worship and prayers, and then you go out in the parking lot and you start fighting with each other and maybe having a fist fight. Or it's gossiping and talking people down. Fasting and the things we do in our religious life, these things are supposed to be about soul searching and confessing and cleansing from our sins and our selfishness. And for the Jewish people, it was all about getting ready for that daily sacrifice in the temple when the blood of the Lamb would purify their sins. And then the people wonder why God isn't accepting this kind of fast of theirs. You know, why, God? Why have we fasted and you don't even seem to see it? Why, God, do we humble ourselves and you take no knowledge of it? What's wrong, God, with our fasting? You want to know what's wrong? The Lord says, I'll tell you. You're using the time of fasting for your own pleasure. You're turning it into something that's all about you. You make this big show out of your religiousness for your own self-glorification, and meanwhile you're treating each other like trash. You call that a fast? You call that a day acceptable to the Lord? Oh, how often this attitude infiltrates our own relationship with the Lord. We tend to use religion as a bargaining chip in exchange for God's blessings. I've heard it so many times from people. But Pastor, I always pray. I've gone to church. I read the Bible. I do my portals of prayer every day, and I give my offerings. Isn't that what the Lord finds acceptable? And yet this happens to me? As if our outward religious deeds make us somehow acceptable in the eyes of God, and somehow they obligate God always to make things go my way. What is a day that is acceptable to the Lord? Listen to the call of Jesus from Mark chapter 8. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. A day acceptable to the Lord is not a day that is filled with religious rituals and rites that have exactly zero impact on your life and your heart and your relationships. A day acceptable to the Lord is a day of self-denial. That is, of saying no to the desires of your own flesh and to the lusts of your heart, denying what you want so that you can be a blessing to someone else. In short, a day acceptable to the Lord is a day of following in the footsteps of Jesus, even if that means suffering and sacrifice for you. A day acceptable to the Lord is a day of confession. Lord, I freely admit the evil I've done. A day acceptable to the Lord is a day rising each morning when you claim the promises of your baptism. A day acceptable to the Lord is suiting up with the armor of God for yet another day of warfare against your own sinful nature and against this world. A day acceptable to the Lord is a day in which you seek the strength of the Lord in His Word and live the life that He calls you to, no matter how much it might cost you. A day acceptable to the Lord is a day when you fear and you love and you trust in God above all things. You talk about a great day. Man, I wish I could live every day like that. But the good news is that for those of us who can't, the Savior did. He lived just such a day when He went to the cross and He offered up to the Heavenly Father an acceptable day. And on that day, He became our sin. On that acceptable day, we became His righteousness. On that acceptable day to the Father, we became acceptable to Him in the forgiveness of our sins. Every day that we lean upon Christ for His mercy and His forgiveness and His hope and joy, that's a day that's acceptable to the Lord. But let's not stop right there. There's more. Proverbs 21 verse 3 says, "To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice." And Isaiah concurs. Listen again to what he says in verses 6 to 8. "Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and to bring the homeless into your house? When you see him naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh, that is, to deny your obligations to your own family? Isn't that the fast I choose?" Isaiah is inviting you to look around you. People, look around you and open your eyes to the oppressiveness of sin in your neighbor's life. People out there are feeling the yoke and the slavery of sin in a thousand ways. Some of them are hungry. Some of them lack the basic needs of life. Some are addicted. Some are in broken relationships. Some of them have suffered injustices. There are some who are lonely every day. Some of them are filled with fear and worry. Some of them are caught up in sinful habits and destructive behaviors. Look around you. Do you see sin and its oppression in people's life, the yoke and the slavery that it brings? You want to live a day that is acceptable to the Lord? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, whose death and resurrection broke the sin's death grip on your life, do what you can to break its grip on somebody else's life and loose their bonds and break the yoke of their slavery. Follow Jesus, who came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life to set us free. A day acceptable to the Lord is a day when you do your level best to break the bonds of sin that hold your neighbor in bondage. It is a day when you lighten the oppressive burden of someone's grief by giving them a shoulder to cry on and an ear to hear. A day acceptable to the Lord is a day when you share the bounty of your blessings with someone who's struggling along life's way. It's a day when you try to loose the bonds of those of an enslaved friend, someone who's caught up in addictions or sinful and destructive behaviors. A day acceptable to the Lord is a day when you make peace between estranged friends. It is a day when you break the oppressive yoke of someone's loneliness by paying them a visit. It is a day when you push back against the oppressive darkness of sin in this world and you let the light of Christ shine through you as you become a blessing to somebody else. Then, the prophet says, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. And you shall call the Lord, and the Lord will answer. And you shall cry, and He will say, here I am. So, you want to live a really good day? A day that's acceptable to the Lord. You're off to a great start, by the way, this morning. You're here. You've sought the Lord. And He's here for you. He forgives you. He strengthens you in His Word. He upholds you in your faith. But do not walk away from here the same person that you were when you came in. Otherwise, your religion is nothing more than this empty, self-aggrandizing facade of piety. But as the law says, love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. The very best day, the best day that you can live, is a day when you act in both dimensions of Jesus' cross. The vertical dimension of loving God in heaven with all that you've got, for He first loved you, and the horizontal dimension of loving your neighbor by doing what you can to break sin's oppression in his or her life. That is the day when your righteousness will shine. A really good day, acceptable to the Lord. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.